It's Mark and Walt in the morning on Sunny 101.9. Good morning, I'm Walt Lindela, and it is time on this Tuesday morning for our Active Physical Therapy update. Joining us this morning from Active Physical Therapy at their Marquette downtown location is Kyle Aho, who is Doctor of Physical Therapy. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you back with us here. We have a topic today that can cover a lot of different things, but it's all things aging. In the context of where we are here, especially in maybe, I don't know, wintertime, and some of the aches and pains we're feeling with some of the snow work and everything like that. Let's just say, like with knees, for example, they've been hurting recently. Is that something that's related to someone aging, or is it just not use or deconditioning?
It's a great question. It's something that we routinely have to converse in the community, and I think we need to talk about it more often. Typically, when the body starts to get a little cranky, it starts to make noise. When we load a tissue more than it's able to adapt to, more than it has the strength to be able to meet the demand. Mm-hmm. And I give you a pretty specific example that resonates well with the population. Say if all I can lift is about 10 pounds. When I go in there and reach for that gallon of milk, which weighs about 8 pounds, right? Every time I'm maxing my shoulder out. So every time I lift that gallon of milk, I'm increasing the chance that I strain my shoulder.
Okay.
Starts to make some noise, right?
Right.
If that same shoulder can lift 50 pounds, and not that I'm going to go reach a 50-pound gallon of milk.
Right.
But now, right, I have the strength to do it, and I reach in there and grab the gallon of milk. I've got way more capacity. I'm way more resilient and a lot less likely that I'm going to strain myself.
Mm-hmm. Is age a factor in that, or is it how you are conditioned and perhaps trained?
Yeah, good question. So the biggest part is that as we continue to age, if we continue to battle that with some sort of resistance training, some sort of strength training, and it can be as simple as doing your push-ups, doing your sit-ups, doing your squats, something very simple to battle this. We know now that age isn't the primary factor. It's likely related to us just not doing as much as we were doing 10 years ago.
Sure, that makes sense. I get that. One of the things tied to aging a lot of times is we hear about arthritis, okay? What do you do if it is arthritis? What are some of the options and what does it mean?
Yeah, so it's important that we don't have a fear behind that word. I think we have to change the rhetoric behind it, because if we're afraid to move because of arthritis, I think we've limited how much we can do as we age. The important part, and most importantly, is to know that it's so common. Everybody's got it in some capacity, all the way from the neck to the knees, the low back.
So you're saying that everybody, even you and I just sitting here, we have arthritis already.
It's likely there, right? Even in an asymptomatic area of the body, we take an image of almost everybody at this point. And we know now that even when we're not in pain, the likelihood that I've got some arthritic change, just living an active lifestyle nearing 30 years old, I've got some arthritis.
Mm-hmm. And I'm 52, and I can tell you that there are things that are starting to appear. And I've noticed that it does kind of show itself sometimes when you're doing sort of everyday tasks, but you shouldn't stop with just trying to strengthen those everyday tasks. Maybe do a little bit more to help manage it.
That is the perfect route for sure. And that's the prescription that we provide. You've got to continue to move. That's the most critical part, is if we stop moving, we limit our chance that we're going to continue to be functional as we age.
Doctor of Physical Therapy with Active, Kyle Aho, is with me in the studio. We're talking about all things aging. We're talking about moving, arthritis, all those kinds of things. Those aches and pains you might be feeling as your age is increasing, and especially maybe in the wintertime. But Kyle, I have a question for you. One of the key things you just mentioned a moment ago is that movement and continuing moving and getting out there is very important in managing things like arthritis and other strength issues. How do you get started with moving?
Yeah, good place to start is just start simple, right? I definitely encourage you to either find a movement professional, whether it's a personal strength trainer or if it's a physical therapist, or if you've got some exercise background, start in your living room, right? Start somewhere where you can begin very simple with air squats and push-ups and some form of sit-ups. And if that's a little bit too much, maybe we start with a sit to stand into a deep seated chair, because we're not getting away from it. We get up and off the stool, we get in and out of a vehicle. Mm-hmm. If a push-up's too much, maybe we start with a wall push-up.
Okay, I'm going to ask you this then. How important, in your opinion, is it to at least consider getting moving, but also working with a professional such as yourself to make sure that you're not doing things wrong or you overdo it?
Yeah. So as we encourage people to move, right, I would rather see 10 people in this upcoming week that come in saying, hey, I've gotten moving, but now something's making some noise. Mm-hmm. We don't have a problem with fixing that part of it. We have a problem with just not moving enough.
Right.
As we age and as we change, we begin to decondition. We need more people moving more often.
Where does physical therapy come in? I think of physical therapy as a recovery mechanism more than, and this is not recovery that we're talking about. We're talking about strength and conditioning.
Absolutely. So we're right on the cusp, right? I would encourage you to seek out a strength and conditioning coach or some sort of personal trainer, even a gym if you feel confident going that route. If there's something going on that's stopping you, say the hip's just not moving like it used to, or the knee's not moving quite like it used
clicks
to.
Clicks and it pops and it's doing all the things that we all know.
It's making a little noise. It goes back to that fear component, right? If we can change the rhetoric behind it, get in front of a physical therapist, even seek out a consultation and just ask, hey, am I safe to start doing some squats?
And you guys can do that with some consultations and visits, right?
We offer a free consultation. We welcome people in all the time for that exact same complaint, right? And the knee's making some noise. My shoulder's making a little noise. Yep. What do you think's going on? The last thing we want is somebody to stop moving.
Your website is what?
StayActiveUP.com.
Kyle Aho with us this morning in the studio. He's Doctor of Physical Therapy with Active Physical Therapy in the Marquette location on 3rd Street. You can stop in and see him if you got any questions. Joining us for the regular update. Thanks for your time this morning. Good advice.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Walt.